Okay, so what you see on your screen is what's called a quality indicators report. Along the bottom of this report, you're going to be seeing specific build names, nightly build, and then a particular day that I ran the build and what instance on that day I ran the build. So the build I'm running is always nightly build, nightly build, nightly build across the board here. Then you're going to see the red and the green. The red here is tests that were failed. The green that is tests that were passed. You'll also see little orange lines for active bugs, code churn, code coverage, which I'm not actually collecting, is not showing up. So you'll see here that on a particular test run, I failed two tests, passed one, another test run over here, I went ahead and passed all three. And notice how this is by individual builds. So what I want to show you is how this data gets here so you can actually see how the test results from the runs that we do actually correlate them their way back into the reporting system tied to a build. So I'm going to come back over here. This is Visual Studio. I've got my build here, nightly build. I'm just going to right-click on nightly build, and let's go ahead and kick a build off. So I go kick off a build. It's going to go off, do its little build behind the scenes. And while it's doing that, I'm going to come over to Test Manager and show you my three tests. I have three manual tests. These could just as easily be unit tests, web tests, load tests, a mixture of all those different types of tests. I'm using manual tests because it allows me to control for my demo which tests pass and which tests fail very, very easily. I can just run through them. So these are my regression tests. You'll notice I created a test list over here called manual regression tests. These are the manual tests that I run for regression testing every build that I get, these three here. So let's go see if my build finished. It's still kicking off over there. So once that build finishes, what I'm going to do is I'm going to run these manual tests, pass or fail them. These are the last results that I ran where I passed them all. And then I'll show you how we take the results of this test case and push those results to the Team Foundation server. So we have some nice capabilities there. So my build's still initializing. Well, I'm going to go ahead and let it, while it initializes, I'm going to go ahead and kick off my test run. I'm going to say run check tests. I'll go in here and actually fail all three of my tests this time. Fail, fail, fail. And what this allows me to do now is once I've gone through and finished my test run, right, you'll see that I failed, failed, failed down here. I can take these test results and actually publish them to my Team Foundation server. So my build successfully completed. So now I've got a new build identifier here now. This is going to be my .5 build. I'm going to go ahead and close that window, close my manual test windows down. Come down to my test results window and simply select publish. That allows me to just publish to the last build or any of the previous builds if I were testing an older build. I'm going to go ahead and take the default, publish to the latest build, take my latest test results. These are all of my previous test runs that I've done. Click OK. And it publishes that data to the Team Foundation server. Now what I can do in addition to that is I'm going to go ahead and run another build, exact same thing. Build team project job board over here. Kick that off. Now there is a latency for how long this data takes to actually get over into the reporting system. So right now just notice here that my last build was the .4 build. What I'm doing right now is I just created a .5 and now I'm running a .6 build. So we're going to essentially be seeing additional builds get showing up here. From my test manager window, I can go ahead and select to run the tests again. So I'll just simply run the check tests. They go ahead and crank up and I'll do a pass. One failure and one pass. All right, so I got two passed and one fail. Okay. When my build is completed, I would just simply hit publish again. So let's go check on the build. Okay, my build completed. So I'll go ahead and close the build window, close my manual test windows again. Come down here and actually publish. And now you'll notice it's defaulting to the latest build number and click OK. So essentially, the idea is you create a set of test cases that you care about the results of those test cases. Because sometimes when you run tests, if it's a developer running unit tests, every time a developer runs a unit test, I don't necessarily care from a project management perspective, what were the results of their tests, because they're using those for debugging, for just designing out their code and quality and so forth. Those aren't real regression tests that I want to run. Any test results that you get out of an automated build will automatically publish against that build. What we're doing is publishing independent results against that build as well. So now I published that out there as well. And I need to refresh my warehouse so we can actually see the new data. I've actually got that set up over here. You can force a warehouse refresh by logging into your Team Foundation server directly, which is what I've done here, and running this warehouse controller ASMX. You can actually invoke the run option, and that will go ahead and force the warehouse. Now it'll take just a second to go ahead and do that. My warehouse is pretty small, so it doesn't take that much effort for it to go ahead and publish back over. So once that goes ahead and finishes, I'm going to actually go ahead and navigate back to my reports website. Go ahead and close this down. Come back to my report manager. And here's the report that I have. So I just simply need to rerun this report. So I'll come back over here and hit refresh. Okay, so now we're going to have the report down here. And what you'll see is I have additional builds. So I have my .3 build, .4 build, .5 build, .6 build. I have all of these options here. I'm going to minimize that back up again. So you'll see that I have the different test results for the different builds showing up. And over time, again, this is just three tests. So the more tests you have that you're running as part of your regression, the more visibility you get into what's going on in your software projects. What you're really hoping is that as you get closer and closer to release time, you see a whole lot more green and a whole lot less red, indicating that with more frequency, you're passing. It's the same test we ran before. We're passing our tests with much more frequency than we had by taking that test data and publishing it back to Team Foundation Server. And of course, the quality indicator report also allows you to compare that with your code churn. And notice I'm not getting any code churn because I'm not making any changes as I run those builds. And the active bug count as well. So you can kind of analyze all this and go, what is the real quality of what's going on in my software project? If you'd like to get additional information on Visual Studio Team System, there's a couple of resources for you. Obviously, the product homepage on msdn.microsoft.com is a great place to start. When you go to the Visual Studio Team System homepage, you're going to have information about how to learn it, how to try it, how to buy it. One great thing to do is to actually go underneath the download sections over on the left. That's going to take you to a page. It's going to have information on what you can actually download. If you go down, there's actually going to be the option for trial software. And notice here under the popular downloads, there's actually a Visual Studio 2005 Team Suite Trial Edition. And there's also Team Foundation Server Trial Edition that you can download. That allows you to test all of the client functionality for 180 days before trying to determine, do you need a particular Team Edition? Do you want Team Suite? What do you actually need to support your development processes in your organization? So that's a very great resource for you. There's also another great resource, Team System Rocks. The Team System Rocks page here, let me actually navigate to the homepage, actually has a Team System news blog, which kind of keeps you up to date on the latest stuff going on with Team System. If you navigate to the tutorials, that's actually going to have tutorial videos that you can watch that have a lot of information about the different features. You'll notice the ones over here on the left are very short, you know, sometimes 1 or 2 minutes or less. The ones over here on the right are much longer videos. So you'll see 15-minute videos, 24-minute videos on specific topics. So this is a secondary resource you can use as well. So keep both of those in mind as you're trying to learn more about Team System.